I want to take a moment. Go now in peace. We want to lift up in this sacred time our broken hearts over the tragedy in Connecticut. We thought long and hard about how to introduce this in the worship service, and a number of child experts indicate that it's not helpful to introduce this conversation with children 7 and under. And I know we still have kids in the room, so I'm going to speak carefully. Our hearts are broken over the tragedy in the school. And we need one another at times like these. This is going to be a place where we support one another, and all of us, from the babies to the oldest adults, we will find ways. Jody Weldon, our DRE, is working really hard to find ways to equip our parents and our teachers to be able to be there supportively for our children. And we need to turn to each other. Probably most everybody here is affected in some significant way in your heart or your soul or your psyche. We know this is a recurring pattern in America, which is unacceptable. And I just encourage us all, we probably all need someone to help us, to listen or to talk with. So let's all look to somebody or somebodies to be helpers for us. And let's all pray and put hands and arms on our prayers so that this church and many communities beyond can be a part of solutions for more peace and safety in America. Blessings be.
In the spirit of community, let's do the responsive reading, 619, Magnificat, 619. My soul magnifies God. We are enlarged. That God, something now within, yet not mine, has glanced at this daughter of hope. For that great mystery is a beam drawn through this lens. There is strength here, like the sinew of a mother's arm. It levels the clay foot thrones of tyrants. Hunger, both body and soul, will be filled. The Holy One cleaves to those who keep faith. It will endure in those who serve mercy.